Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I want the members on both sides of the aisle to think about what has happened over these last 2 days and to search their consciences before we cast our final votes.
You chose not to consult the ranking member on a schedule issue of this magnitude?
Really? So typical.
This is the kangaroo court that we're talking about.
She's outrageous.
It's more Stalin-esque than...
This is the problem. This is why people don't like us. This crap like this is why people are having such a terrible opinion of Congress. What Chairman Nadler just did and his staff and the rest of the majority who sat there quietly and said nothing. This is why they don't like us, because they know it's all about games. They know it's all about these TV screens. It's all about getting in a president because they want the prime time hit. This is Speaker Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the others directing this committee. I don't have a chairman anymore. I guess I just need to go straight to Ms. Pelosi and say, what TV hit does this committee need to do? Because this committee has lost all relevance. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, Doug Collins there on the judiciary. He was on fire. He sat there for 14 hours yesterday before they sort of pulled the rug out from under him and shut the hearing down. So, you know why? Because it was too late at night and they wanted a bigger TV audience, is my suspicion, for when this announcement happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it boils down to. So it's going to happen today. Guess what? On the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Suckers.
Sorry. Suckers. I think that's going to come back to bite you in more ways than one. There may even be a black cat that walks across the dais there at the Judiciary Committee when you take that vote later today, if you're the superstitious type. Hey, glad you're back with us. Listen, if you missed our great interview with Katie Hopkins a few minutes ago from over in London, she was talking about that Brexit vote. It's worth hearing. You can always go to our website at 971talk.com/Cox. We have put all of our audio on demand up there. You can find out about the podcast, which, of course, is at radio.com, and you can go to Apple, and you can do it there as well, right?
It's all
there.
Did
I get that right?
Yep. No, you nailed it. And we'll have all that stuff up in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
But hang out with us live until after the show, and then you have all day to look at our
Absolutely.
Great content.
Yeah, yeah. You can check that out there. She did a great job explaining why this was a historic vote over in the UK yesterday. It's kind of a big deal. So what happens next, right? The Senate Judiciary, the House Judiciary Committee votes. They send it to a full vote of the House, which is expected to get rubber stamped next week sometime. Then it's going to roll over to the Senate. We've asked our friend Thomas Gipping, who is, of course, a legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, to join us again this morning for a little analysis. And Thomas, great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Any surprises yesterday that you noticed during the 14 hours of circular debate?
Well, I think that gives debate a bad name, but no. They released the text of the two articles early in the week. Those two articles reflect the primary issues we've been talking about for a couple of months, and nothing that either side said yesterday was new, was, you know, different than what's been said before. I mean, that's what made all of those hours so excruciating. And it's also, you know, to your suggestion, it's also what lends support for it that, well, then why didn't they just take a vote? I mean, they had a day of discussion. Why not just take a vote? Well, it has to be because the media is now out of bed and they'll pay attention to it this morning. But no new arguments. The two issues are the same. The outcome is certain. And the Senate's not going to convict. So
yeah, you on Twitter the other day put a piece up there that you also retweeted about censure and why that is. Some Democrats are still suggesting maybe that's an alternative to what they're trying to do here. You think that's still a reality?
Well, I think people, while impeachment is a thing, I mean, it's specifically provided for in the Constitution. It has a specific purpose. Censure isn't a thing. Censure is simply an opinion. Both the House and the Senate pass sense of the House, sense of the Senate resolutions all the time. More than 100 of them have been introduced this year on every subject imaginable. That's all censure is. It would be a resolution which simply castigates the president for whatever it is that they don't like that he did. They could do that any time. Nadler himself introduced a censure resolution 2 years ago against President Trump. So it's not an alternative to impeachment. It's not related to impeachment. The Constitution's primary means for the legislative branch to, in effect, discipline the president for something like this is impeachment, and that's the proper process.
Yeah, very good. Thomas Gipping with us. He's deputy director at the Meese Center for Legal Studies at Heritage, and we're happy to have him on this morning. You know, another thing that I've talked about recently is the rate at which this president is adding judges to the federal courts. I read the other day where he had just gotten another appointee put on the Ninth Circuit, and it's very close now to having more Republican-appointed judges than Democrat-appointed judges. It's almost hard to overstate the impact Donald Trump's had on the judiciary in 3 years.
Well, and especially on the Court of Appeals, as people might know, there's three levels to the judiciary. The trials start in the district court. There's lots of those. Fewer in the Court of Appeals, which is the middle level, and that's the court you're talking about. President Trump has appointed 50 U.S. Court of Appeals judges in 3 years. That's nearly a third of that entire court. By comparison, President Obama appointed 55 in 8 years. So the only downside is that there's really no vacancies left to fill right now.
Yeah.
So the two Ninth Circuit judges that they approved this week were to future vacancies. So, more will open up. But he's appointing judges, especially to that court, about 75% faster than previous presidents. And it is going to change because this U.S. Supreme Court only decides about 1% of the cases in the federal system. The U.S. Court of Appeals has the last word on the rest. So,
yeah.
Big deal.
It's a great point. Listen, Thomas Gipping, thanks so much for your time this morning. Have a great holiday, and we'll have you on again soon.
All right. Thank you. You do the same.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that. Great to get him on here from the Heritage Foundation at heritage.org, by the way, at Heritage, if you want to follow them on the Twitter. How about that? Get all Twittered up there.
How about that.
Yes. All right. 314-241-9797. We'll get to a quick break. And Mike, if you want to hold on the line, I've got time for your phone calls here. Getting a little bit of pushback because I had Bill Igel on earlier talking about cutting property taxes. My friend Mayor Knowles has been sending me a few messages here saying he thought the senator had some things wrong. So we're going to address some of those when we come back.
You know, the president's going to get a third term because the first one didn't count since he was so mistreated by Congress and the press.
That'll get him started, won't it? Holy cow.
Yeah, heads just exploded somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, earlier we were talking about with Senator Bill Igel about doing away with the personal property tax, which I would love to do away with the personal property tax. I suspect local municipalities would look for every other way to raise your taxes, and I think that's probably the case. My friend James Knowles, who, of course, is the mayor over in Ferguson, and he's with the Municipal League, he claims that Senator Igel is wrong and that if these taxes all go away that are feeding local, he said, fire departments and police departments and municipalities, they're going to have to make that up somewhere. Streets are still going to have to be paved, so maybe your property taxes go up. You know, maybe other local sales taxes go up. He's arguing, and I suspect he's right, that the municipalities would be pleading for more cash suddenly from somewhere. It would just redistribute the tax burden maybe from everybody paying personal property tax. Still be nice not to get that tax bill every year in November. Let me get to Mike down in Herculaneum. Mike, good morning.
Man, I wish I lived in Herculaneum. Maybe my property tax and real estate taxes would be lower. I live in Creve Coeur.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, my personal property tax, which is a car.
The car, yeah.
$396. out of that $396, $208 goes to Parkway School District. $208. That's over one third. And then $59 to Creek Court. I'm looking at the tax bill, so I'm telling you exactly what my property tax. Now, I bought my property here in Creve Coeur in 2012, and my assessed valuation was $18,600. My assessed valuation for this year is $27,420. My taxes have went up from 2012, $700.
Wow. Dang. Yeah.
$700. Now, that's what we pay to live in this beautiful city of broken hearts called Creve Coeur.
Well, we appreciate that insight. It's good. People probably don't look at that breakdown, Mike. Thank you for the phone call.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
I appreciate that. You can look at it when you get the breakdown on your bill of where those taxes are going. You know what it is. So, yeah, I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all solution, but it just something rubs me wrong about having to pay taxes every year on something I bought 5 or 6 or 10 years ago. I drive a 2003 vehicle. Now, I know the amount of money I pay on it now is way down, but I'm still paying taxes on a vehicle that is 16 years old. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Why am I still paying you a tax on that? There's just something about it that rubs me the wrong way. I'd almost rather know it's a sales tax or something else that I'm paying when I'm in that municipality. I think that's a debate taxpayers are going to have. This thing gets on the ballot, mm-hmm. it's going to have a lot of popular support. So we'll see if the legislature actually carries through with it. Hey, 314-241-9797 is the phone number down here. Give me a call. We'll talk about that. And we've got Trish Gazelle, our friend from KZK, is going to join us here before the end of the hour to tell you about something really cool for this weekend. We'll be right back.
Because they're asshats. That's why.
Well, speaking of which, looks like the House Judiciary Committee went home, got 5 hours of sleep, and they're all about to file back into the room up there in Washington, D.C. this morning. And we expect that once they can be assured that they've got all the networks tuned in and locked in and they're live on every network, that's when they will let the drama play out to vote for the articles of impeachment along straight party lines. Wow. Just amazing what we're seeing. You're witnessing history, all right, but what you're witnessing is the implosion of the Democratic Party. I imagine that Donald Trump will be dancing a victory jig just like Boris Johnson is come November of 2020. Just wait for it in case you missed that overnight. All right, we've got Carl Middleman in today for the Z-Man who's taking a long weekend.
Hi, Carl.
How are you, buddy?
I'm here every Friday between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, that's good.
We're happy to have you.
Glad to be here.
Glad to see the big Blues victory last night, right?
That
needed
was fun.
Needed it.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. They play every other day until next Wednesday, and then they are out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I'm glad they won. That's it.
Well, the great thing for me is they will not be here for the week of Christmas.
So you get a little break there, huh?
Yes.
I did enjoy seeing your Stanley Cup ring, though. Do you wear that all the time? Do you sleep with it?
I have worn it a total of 11 times.
Oh, he's counting.
You would. Exactly. Well, no, because at
new
first,
people want to see it, you know?
I've been told I need to wear it to every funeral and every wedding.
Really?
Yes.
And I thought it was wrong.
Sorry, I scared people.
What? Right.
No,
it's okay.
No, because like the week I got it, we went to a funeral.
This is great.
We went to a funeral, and somebody, my wife's uncle Tom, said, "Where's the ring?" And I said, "I'm not wearing it to a funeral." No, you wear it to every funeral and every wedding because people want to see it.
That is the truth. Now, of course, you didn't really do anything athletic to do that.
No.
But I was at a, just want to point that out.
Yeah,
you
did
nothing to earn that.
Sue did wear the ring.
That's true. Yes. I went to a wedding where Dave Butts was, who used to play for the Redskins, mm-hmm. and he has 3 Super Bowl rings. And he brings them to every wedding. So because people do. It's a thing, Carl. Okay. So I got to put on all different things, and they all weigh a ton. People love to see that. That's actually really good advice.
Oh,
know. But funerals, though.
I would have felt weird about it, too, though. Like, I get what you're saying. But right. If it is a thing, then I guess, you know, at least you've got an out if someone's like, I ain't just wearing this ring. Oh.
Well, yeah,
you know.
True. One of the times was at my block party.
Yes.
But it was blues themed.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry. It, you know, I might wear it every day.
Yeah, say if you got it, go for it.
Right. So few people get one of those. You know, you were part of the blues organization
so cool.
when they achieved this historic date.
Yes.
I might just wear it every day for a while.
At least for a while.
I like the fact that every time I wear it, I'm like, this is only the third time I've... And that's the reason that I know. I'm like, well, this is the fourth time I've worn it. I'm going to wear it to a party I'm going to on Saturday night, which will be the... 12th
time you've
been here.
Jeez.
Maybe I'll stop after a dozen.
Stop counting, please.
Okay, thank you.
How about
that's
that?
Weird.
Yes. So, yeah, now you're making it weird.
So are you going to wear it to the screening of the new Star Wars movie?
Ooh, no. No, no.
Why
no.
not?
No. Why?
Because there are no...
No one's going to see it.
No crossover audience
there.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, there are tons of people that will be doing that. It's going to be the number one movie. Disney has already made $1 billion this year. Or was it $9.8 billion this year worldwide? And someone's like, I wonder if they'll cross a trillion. I said, they have one more movie coming out that will probably be the number one movie of the year. Well, maybe not. Endgame was... the number one movie of all time. So Rise of Skywalker might be second of the year.
Wow. Are you excited about it?
I am excited about it. Unlike my partner on the weekend report, Tony Colombo, who now hates, along with Gabe Pfeiffer, who hates Star Wars
Why?
Now after Episode 8. They do not care for Last Jedi. You know, the movie made $1 billion worldwide, but that's okay. You can not like it and still, you can still not like a part of something and then still be a part of the fandom.
I have some concerns about that you're talking about the last one they
the
did,
The Last
right?
Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
So there can't be anyone who didn't see that at this. We're not spoilers at this point. Luke Skywalker, like, dissolves
becomes
at the end of that one,
right? Becomes one with the
Force. Thank you. Right, so this is called The Rise of Skywalker.
That just solidifies it now. I really don't have to watch any of them.
Which suggests that there's going to be a new Skywalker.
It means nothing.
And Luke is going to be like, he'll be like Obi-Wan, and he'll just like appear out of nowhere and give advice.
Did you know what the Phantom Menace meant? Did you know what the Force Awakens meant before you saw the movie?
I still don't.
See? Exactly.
I have
no clue.
And I've seen them.
The
so
titles
you're
don't
talking
matter.
Over my head.
The titles do not matter.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Sure.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm excited.
It's going to be great.
Are we going to talk about Baby Yoda or not?
One week from today. Oh, and so if you are watching The Mandalorian, a new episode dropped today, but next week, because Rise of Skywalker opens on Friday, the episode, the 7th of 8 for season 1, will drop on Wednesday of next week. So if you are watching The Mandalorian, you'll get to watch it.
What is a Mandalorian?
The race of people that...
Don't ask Denise!
Oh, sorry!
Boba Fett. Now,
Stop,
do you know who
Denise.
That is?
I've heard the name, but I have no idea what that is.
That's the place where he came.
Mandalorian is a show on Disney Plus, and
Correct.
That is where Baby Yoda is, and that is different from this new movie, Rise
yes,
of Skywalker.
Not at all.
So we're not going to see any Baby Yoda in The Rise of Skywalker?
Probably not.
Okay, I will probably not rush out to see it then.
Really?
Like maybe
I was under Baby Yoda.
Carl,
I don't know anything about anything.
Even if they had called it Baby Yoda, you still couldn't have expected to see Baby Yoda because the name means nothing.
The Baby Yoda Chronicles.
I don't know what's true anymore.
and the people that are mad at everyone calling it Baby Yoda are the same people that are saying, you know, the decade's not over till next year.
Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with Baby Yoda?
Because Yoda's the character's name, not its ethnicity. They don't. The kid does. They technically, it's called the child. And that's all you're supposed to say.
Okay.
This is some silly PC. This is where we've gone too far.
Baby
Yoda's society.
Fine. Baby
that
Yoda's
is a
fine.
Baby Yoda.
Everybody knows what Baby Yoda is.
He's taken over the internet.
And so, for all the people that say that the decade is not over till next year, when you turned 20, did you still say you were a teenager? No, you did not. You said you were in your
20s. I did not realize that that was like a thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
Okay.
You realize that the decade's not over until it's 2021.
Okay.
No, the decade is over. in 2 weeks.
The Rise of Skywalker debuts next Friday. If you don't have your tickets, it's too late, right?
Thursday night. Okay. Early shows. I think, like, you know how they do early shows?
People will be circling
like
the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing, like, early shows at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. I haven't tried to get tickets yet, but I intend to go see it.
You haven't tried to get tickets yet?
I have not tried. Is it too late?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, at least for...
Yeah, but it's not like they're going to have it there for a week and it's going to be gone.
True.
I'll just wait till everybody else goes the first week, then I'll go see
a
it.
A lot of people
will
be going on Christmas Day.
If no, I'm going to the aquarium.
Yeah, said the aquarium opens that day. Mark's booked.
Well, we know where Mark Cox is going to be.
No, I'm not going down there. I'm just teasing.
He's like, who leaves the house on Christmas?
I know a lot of people that my mom and stepdad, they go to movies on Christmas all the time.
Movies on Christmas are huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, like 8 a.m., you're done.
Yep.
The
casinos get a pretty good crowd that day, too, from what I hear.
I'm actually going to be on KMOX with Mark Reardon that day.
Oh, my apologies. I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
KMOX.
Might have heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. The name that will not be uttered here. I'm just kidding. Like Mark. All right. Let's get to a break. Carl, thank you. We appreciate that Star Wars update.
Go see the movies.
May the Force be with you. We'll be right back.
Aw.
Hey, the crew's coming back to town, aren't they, this summer? They're back together. They're getting the band back together again. Yeah, I think Vince is not quite looking as good as he did in that video back in the day, but that's okay.
Different.
They're getting older. They're still hanging in there. Song still rocks. That's okay. As you can tell, I got to pick all of the music today. So
we can
just
tell.
Outstanding
we can tell.
Because of my Tuesday victory of Real or Fake.
Mm-hmm. If it sounded the exact same as it does the rest of the week, you'll know what happened.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. All right, I'll stop this here so you don't have to listen to any more Girls, Girls, Girls from Motley Crue.
I don't mind some Motley
Crue. Bad. Yeah.
You don't mind it?
No.
No, good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, why were you complaining about it then?
No, just complaining that you won.
Oh, yeah, we don't like that. I see.
We do not like that.
What did I miss there somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, that's good stuff. So we are going to talk about the Bikes for Tykes. It's coming up this weekend, and you can take part in this because, of course, it helps the United States Marine Corps. And our friend Trish Gazelle joining us this morning from KEZK down the hall here. I would just go down and get you, but you're not at work yet. Thanks for calling in early.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I've been waiting for 2 years. I've been on Annie Fry, I've been on DGS, and now finally I've made the Mark Cox Show.
Well, you know, it takes a while to build up to the big show on the radio station here. You realize that, right?
I know.
I'm just teasing you.
Here we go.
Love you, Trish. Great having you on here, and I would have put you on a lot sooner if I'd known you wanted to be on that bad.
Well, why do you think I've been standing outside your door every day?
Oh.
Like, just standing there.
Now that explains a lot.
That does explain a lot now, doesn't it? It's great
Thanks
to get you on
me.
It. You know, last year we went out there and volunteered. I remember helping put these bikes together for Bikes for Tykes, and there were a lot of numb fingers and broken fingernails trying to put these things together last year.
Yeah, and it's going to be the same way. But that's the cool thing about it. It's so much fun, and if anyone is coming out and they don't want to get out of their car, like you mentioned, just drive through, please stop, and then we'll unload your car. And then we have so many volunteers out there. The Marines are out there assembling these bikes. So we have so many people ready to put together your bikes. You can get a bike for as little as $40, you know, for the little kids' bikes. And we're collecting bikes, kids ages 0 to 18, so even teenager bikes. We are always in need of those. Bike helmets. If you just want to make a cash donation, the Marines are out there. They can collect that too. But it's so cool when we start this. So we're starting it today at 3 o'clock and ending on Sunday. We're in the parking lot at Graboid Bluffs across from Lowe's. When you first start, Mark, there's like a couple rows of bikes.
Yeah,
and then by the end of it, you know, it's all full. And you know these bikes that we collect are going to kids in St. Louis. They're delivering them next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wonder about some of the first ones we put together last year. The kids probably got up Christmas morning and said, was Santa Claus drunk? Because this handlebar doesn't look right. We were walking around trying to help people fix their bikes because, you know, the instructions are, you know, often indecipherable. So
Yeah, but then once you do a couple, you should see people are so proud of themselves. They're like, yes, I got it. And then they're just flying through all these bikes. It's really a cool, you know, feel good moment. And people are always looking for ways to give. What can I do? And some people just don't know what to do. So this is a good, easy way. If you're going to be out, you know, drive by, see us all the stations in the building will be out there.
Yeah.
Starting today, 3 o'clock through Sunday at 3 o'clock.
And just, you can drive right up and you can drop off a bike, or if you want to get out and mingle, you're welcome to do that as well. That's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. So we're really looking forward to Bikes for Tots, of course. We mentioned the Marines a couple times, but just, you know, their Toys for Tots program is so great for this area and for the kids. But the Bikes for Tots, everybody wants a bike for Christmas, if you can think back to when you were a kid. So this is so, it's just so heartwarming. And for the Marines to be out there even assembling the bikes and collecting donations and talking to people, it's really a cool thing to see.
It really is. Well, listen, Trish, you are welcome in our studio anytime. You're just going to have to get up a little earlier. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll be there Monday, start of the show then.
Awesome. All right. We'll look forward to that. It's a date. You got it. Trish, we'll talk to you soon. Guys, thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you. See you soon.
You bet. Trish Gazelle there, at Trish Gazelle on Twitter. And, of course, she works down the hall here at KEZK. At Bikes for Tykes things, it was really cool last year.
Oh, it's a great event, yes.
But I remember it was so cold, they were handing out gloves with the little touch pads on the end of the fingers so you could actually feel what you were doing and get the bikes put together and all that stuff.
I couldn't feel my fingers by the end of putting together the first bike, but Trish and I did the first bike together, I think.
We did.
I was so proud. It didn't matter that I couldn't feel my fingers. I was like, yes, we got this bike. Well, we beat you, Mark. So that
also that's the thing. It's like a competition. They double teamed. They were two of them working on one bike. And I didn't get mine. I lost like a nut or something. I couldn't get it on
there.
Sure, you
did.
Oh, and then, we ran away with it. Because after that, there was something so self-serving about it in a way. Like, we were giving back, but also we were having a good time racing each other.
Yeah.
And then we were the experts because we were there early.
I know. And then everybody else came like, how do you do this? Can you show me how to do this?
Yeah, it was very satisfying.
I still think that first bike probably fell apart, but I'm just saying. I hope not.
Ours didn't.
I hope not. Anyway.
That's why Denise and I double teamed it.
So the Gravoy Bluffs there down in Fenton, right off 141. Now you just drive up there and you can't miss it. It's a big event. They'll be out there all weekend. All right. Good deal. Hey, stay tuned. There's going to be a vote as soon as the ratings get high enough for impeachment here in the House. I'm sure Brian Kilmeade will have full coverage for you. And then Annie Fry is going to spend the afternoon talking about that and Christmas and the Disney Channel and everything else. 314-241-9797. We'll see you Monday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.